Okay, so I'm going to be talking about Chapter 8, Homeostasis and Excretion. So, homeostasis. You need to keep the conditions inside your body as constant as possible for you to survive. This is called homeostasis. Homeostasis is a coordinated response that needs a stimulus, a receptor, and an effector to work. Negative feedback is very important in keeping conditions constant inside your body. When levels in your body rise in response to a change in your environment, changes in your body lower the levels again. When levels fall, changes in your body make them rise again. Kidneys are a great example of this. Excretion is one of the processes that make homeostasis possible. Urea is excreted through the kidneys along with varying amounts of water and various solutes. It is these that are involved in the water balance of the body, an important part of homeostasis. Every day you gain water in your food and drink, and as your cells respire, you lose a similar amount of water, mainly in the urine, but also through sweating, breathing out, and going to the toilet. It is important that your water input and output are balanced, so the internal environment of your body remains the same. Your kidneys balance the amount of water left in your blood and filter substances out of your blood. They regulate the mineral ions in your blood, for example, sodium ions. You take in mineral ions with your food and lose some when you sweat. You need some mineral ions in your blood. Your kidneys remove the excess ions from your blood and get rid of them through urine. This balancing of water and salts is called osmoregulation. If the balance of water and mineral ions in your body is wrong, your cells can be damaged as water moves in or out of them by osmosis. So it's very important that they're kept constant. In the Bowman's capsule, there's a process of ultrafiltration. The glomerular filtrate contains many things, including water, salt, urea, glucose and protein. The substances you need are taken back into your blood in the kidney tubules through a process called selective reabsorption. As the filtrate passes along the convoluted tubules and the loop of Henle, all of the glucose and protein is reabsorbed back into the blood. The amount of mineral salts and water reabsorbed into the blood depends on the conditions of the body. This is controlled by antidiuretic hormone from the pituitary gland. This affects the kidney in a negative feedback system. The liquid from the tubules goes into the collecting ducts. ADH, antidiuretic hormone, changes the permeability of the collecting ducts to water so that more or less water is reabsorbed into the blood. This changes the volume and concentration of the urine. Controlling your body temperature. Your core body temperature needs to be around 37 degrees for your enzymes to work well. Your skin has many structures that can help control your body temperature. Sweat evaporates from the surface of your skin, transferring heat energy to your surroundings and cooling you down. When the blood vessels supplying your skin capillaries dilate, blood flows into the capillaries. You flush and lose heat by radiation through your skin. If those blood vessels constrict, the warm blood is kept deep in your body so that less heat is lost. This is called vasoconstriction. There is a negative feedback loop involving a thermoregulatory center in your brain. It controls all the reactions of your skin to keep your body temperature stable. Further examples of homeostasis in the body is you produce waste carbon dioxide when you expire, you produce waste urea when amino acids are broken down in your liver. You must also balance the water and salt in your body so your cells do not have problems with osmosis. Water is lost through your lungs, your skin and your kidneys. Your kidneys filter your blood and control the amount of ions and water taken back into your blood. The amount of water reabsorbed by your kidneys is controlled by a feedback system involving the hormone ADH from the pituitary gland in your brain. Your core body temperature is controlled by the thermoregulatory center in the brain. If your core body temperature goes up, you lose heat through sweating and vasodilation. The body hairs flatten, but in humans this has little effect. If your core body temperature falls, you need to make more heat. You also need to save heat to raise your body temperature. You stop sweating, vasoconstriction occurs, and your body hairs are raised to trap a layer of insulating air. Though this does not help much in humans, your metabolic rate goes up, and you shiver to produce heat, which keeps you warm. That's about it in chapter 8. Thank you.